Hey, Meredith, the latest in sport for Mercedes-Benz Berwick, up to 20% off 2019 plated new vehicles in stock, plus 3 years complimentary scheduled servicing at end. Saturday terms apply, license 578. We've got the great Ken Hunter, the great Dale Waitman in the studio. We've got State of Ori- well, state footy tonight for a fantastic cause. Let's never forget that, the bushfire relief. And we couldn't have a State of Origin hour without hearing from the man who's probably personified it all, and that was the great Teddy Whitten. Let's hear from Ted, and then we'll get Douglas on the line.
Teddy, stuck it right up them. That's what you did. You stuck it right up them. Yeah. Oh, what a bloody
Teddy,
relief.
We're on national television, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Just for a moment.
I'm sorry about that.
He knew the TV was on. Don't worry about that.
I was just about to say, please.
He knows where everything is.
He's spot on.
He just give a little wink.
Yep.
Yeah, you ready? He'd see the red light on top of the camera.
You're on.
And away we go.
You're rolling on this one, and then you go and... Did he make it a lot of fun? And no one knew Teddy better than Douglas Hawkins, who joins us this morning. Dougie, welcome.
Gazza, Tim, Kenny, the flea. How good was that to hear EJ say that? I mean, you're dead right. He knew the cameras were on him. And, mate, what a great man. And you know what, boys? He's been gone now 25 years this year. It's amazing, isn't it, how quickly it's gone. And I remember that lap of honour. It was only like yesterday, but that was back in 95. Amazing.
And, I mean, so many stories about it, but we're talking state footy, and he was the one that when you did, you know, when you got your jumper or you got your, the famous handshake came out and he'd crush your hand and say, welcome to the big V, son.
He would, Gaz, and my first one was 82. I was only 22 years of age and we're playing at Footy Park in South Australia, and he said, listen, Hawk, you haven't played finals footy, mate. This is finals footy stuff. And let me just tell you something. The South Australian people, they don't dislike you. They actually hate you. They hate your guts. They hate your guts. When you get there, they'll be kicking Vic, smashing Vic's sides. I'll be all over the joint. And when you kick the goal, they booed. You kick the point, they cheered. It was amazing to be the age of 22. And boys, I just on that first one in 82, I think back those days, you had to have two or three from each club.
Yep.
I was joined by Calvin Templeton and Mickey Egan, who played in the back pocket. And I'll never forget, I didn't play very well, and it was a really tough game. And halfway through that last quarter, I'm sitting on the bench. I'm in between the great Lee Matthews and Bruce Steele, the doormat, and I thought, I've arrived. How good is this? How good is this footy? I'm finally made and sitting in between two great legends. Amazing.
Hey, Dougie, what about 89? What do you remember about the 89 state game?
Not a lot, Tim. No, it was 89 in Tasmania. I got a feeling, Gaz, it was the B team. Flea would have been, obviously. I think it was the B team. Might have been the C team playing down in Tassie. And I reckon Flea would have been in the A team back then in 89. No, we played Tasmania. We just won the game. And the great EJ said, "Nah, the beers are on me, you little dirty boys." You know, well done. Have a great night tonight, Dougie. Behave yourself. Look after yourself. I'm rooming with the late Darren Mullane, and we decided that we're going to go down to a casino with Steve McPherson, who was playing for Tassie, and Simon Atkins, who was playing for Tassie as well. And so we go to the casino at Rest Point there, and late in the night, there was a very small, slight scuffle. Matter of fact, it was an all-in. So anyway, it was an all-in punch-up. Which you're allowed to do on the night of a state game.
It was part of the course.
It was part of the course, Lee. As EJ would say, stick together, boys. And but anyway, we had a bit of a scuffle, and three of us got locked up. The late Danny Frawley and late Darren Mullane, the Spudder, and myself. And we get the 4 hours regulation down there in the Tassie jail, and I'll never get it. They let us out about 6:30. I walked into the foyer, and there's a great EJ stand there. He said, "Hey, Knackers, where have you been?" He said, "You look shit house." "You look shit house." I said, "Ted, I just got out of the slammer." He said, "What?" He said, "You got out of the what?" I said, "I just got out of jail." He said, "Oh, no." He said, "Who was with you?" I said, "Spud." I said, "Spudder and Pants was with me." He said, "Listen, don't tell no one. I'll fix it up." And then when he said mouse, if EJ said mouse, That means it was, as you know, Flea, it was all sweet. Timmy, you know as well, it was all sweet. Gaz, it was all, Kenny, it was all sweet. So they all be covered up and fixed up. So my wife, Raylene, rang me. She said, how'd you go last night? I said, listen, hon, we had a quiet night, me and Council. I said, well, we're in our room together by 1 o'clock. And you know what she said to me? I love you. You are fantastic. I was worried about you and Darren. And then the next day, we both travelled in the same car to Footscray because we worked in Footscray. Raylene was working at Drake Personnel. I was at the Western General Hospital. At that stage, I was a brain surgeon and I was working down there. So anyway, we're travelling along together and there's a news flash. Remember Rob Ashbury?
Yeah.
Rob Ashbury, he said, two nights ago, three Victorian players locked up in jail. I went to turn the channel. She grabbed me hand. They said, Danny Frawley from St Kilda, Darren Mullane from Collingwood, and Footscray. She said, you lying prick.
And you've never lied again, have you, Dave?
Never lied again, Flea. So the great EJ, when he said mouse, it was always right that he fixed up at... Rob Ashbury actually broke that news, but boys, just turn the clock back very quickly. I remember playing in '84, and I saw two brilliant individual performances. One was Gary Ablett in Subiaco. Kenny, you might have played in that one. Yeah. I think he only played 12 or 13 games for Geelong, and the great EJ picked him, and he kicked 8 goals in a losing side. And then the other one was at Footy Park the same year. The great Stephen Kernahan. He kicked 10 goals, Flea.
Yep,
he kicked 10 goals. And we actually won the game, boys, that game as well. And two individual performances at its best was the great Gary Ablett and Styx Kernahan were just magnificent.
Spot on. Yeah.
Douglas, you've been magnificent this week. Tears running down my eyes.
Thank Christ the story's about you. Not anyone else.
Flea said, wind him up before he gets into some other areas. But...
you're not talking from a jail cell.
No, great of you to join us, my friend, and we'll talk again
soon.
Good on
you, guys. Good on you, Dougie. Happy 60th, big fella.
It's important to remember, though, too, that they were different times, weren't they? In case you're listening.
We don't encourage fighting.
We don't encourage any of that.
We'll take a break. Call of the Year can win a brand new Toyota Kluger GX 2-wheel drive. Download the My Toyota app today. Book your next service online. Kenny Hunter's here. Dale Waitman's here. We've got to talk to Graham Corns next. Now, that might go for another hour because he's a good chat, but he was... I think he said, what did you say his coaching record was?
I think 10 freight wins, yeah.
Gee, that's a number. I shouldn't have asked you. I'll ask him when he joins us because he'll remind us. Graham Corns next.